Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talk about that dynamic that we think we can kind of embrace any attitude without consequence, but it's not true as Christ followers, is it?
It's not true at all. Our thoughts are powerful. Words are powerful. God created the heavens and the earth through his words. God said, let there be light, and there was light. So words are powerful, and thoughts are simply words that we allow into our mind. And that's why Jesus says, take every thought obedience to the captive to the obedience of Christ, because it is possible to do that. It's possible to go, nope, I'm not going to think about my speaking while I'm tired until a few days from you. I am not going to do that. We have been given that power to do it. And what we tend to do, and what I tend to do, is oh no, I'll dwell on that thought. I'll think about that thought for a little bit, even though I know, oh, that's probably the enemy trying to, I'll figure it out. And logically, I'll come to, well, sorry, this isn't a logical attack. It's a spiritual attack. And so we have to cut that off and say, nope. Not going to do that. Not going to let that in. And one of the ways we let things into those tiny little cracks in our soul, and then they blossom, right? The enemy, like I said earlier, the enemy doesn't come head on. Most of the time, he doesn't come head on. He's subtle. So the seed is planted and grown into this thick weed with thistles before we even know it. And then we're like, okay, we've got to fight it. Well, we have three primary ways that the enemy comes after us. How? He comes after us in the world. He comes after us in the flesh, and then he comes after us just very specifically through his demons. We let so much in from the world. We do. Mm-hmm. We let the world tell us if you're a woman and you're over a size 10, well, then you're fat. And we believe that. Women believe that, you know? A guy, he's losing his hair. Oh, well, nope, you're not handsome anymore. You have nothing to offer because you don't have any. We believe this stuff, right? And we get fed it through TV shows, through movies, through books, through magazines, through music. I mean, it is fed, and we don't think that affects us. And so, I love movies, and I'm not saying all movies are bad, or books, or music, or all that. I love those things. But we have to be careful, because he is going to use the identity that the world wants to put on us to just get those little thoughts in there, and suddenly we're down a road that we shouldn't be going down. And we have to go get into the habit of going, is that true?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.